Start your day to Torah and manage to base. Cholmoed Pesach, Tavshin Ayin Vav, Yud Zayin. Listen, Tavshin Ayin Vav, Rev. Menachem March.
Everyone knows by Lulav there's a din that on the first day of Sukkot, and if you want to be Yitzhak to the mitzvah of Lulav, then there's a din that the Lulav has to belong to you. You can't be Yitzhak with the Lulav that belongs to someone else. Says in the Pasuk, L'kaftan l'chem b'yim marishim pre-eitzah, the cap is tomorrow, and that the first day of Sukkot, if you want to be Yitzhak to the mitzvah of Lulav, then the Lulav has to belong to you. It's not enough that if someone else lets you use his Lulav, it's not enough. Shaila is, by Matzah, is there a din that the Matzah has to belong to you? By Lulav it says Lachem, by Matzah it doesn't say in the Pasuk Matzaschem. So is there a din by Matzah as well that has to belong to you? So the Mechaber in Tafel and Dalet says, Ein Adam Yitzi Yidei Chivasei B'Matzah Gezulo. You can't be Yitzi your Chiv of Matzah the first night of Pesach with a Matzah which is stolen. But Medvar Mamurim K'shigaz HaMatzah Abim Gaz HaChitin Yikemach V'Asar HaMatzah Yitzi Bo. Then if you steal the flour and you make it into matzah, then if you steal the chitim and you make it into matzah, then yutzah. If you steal the matzah once it's ready and then you make it and then you use it, then you're not yutzah. Oh, so the Mechaber doesn't say why. The Shabur says, Hatam di alfino mechalim gzir shava de lechem lechem. Ma hosom eno the mafrish chala elam isa shaloy de chsever shisichem afkan ki. The hainu by chala there's a din that you can't take chala on a dough which belongs to someone else. Because it says there, Arisei Sichem. So you go to Yerushova, Lechem Lechem. By Chala it says, Bacholchem Lechem Oretz. And over here it says Lechem Oini. So as we by Chala, there's a din that you can't take Chala on someone else's dough. So by Matzah as well, there's a din that has to belong to you. Oh, and by Amos, it's not the Shabbos of Yerushova. Gemara says in Pesachim, Gemara Daflam Ches, Gemara brings a machlikis by Meir Rabbanon. A machlikis by Maisei Sheni. If Maisei Sheni belongs to you, or it's Mama Gavoya. So the Gemara says that Lefir Meir, which holds that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gevoya, it doesn't belong to you, then you can't be Yitzah Yechiv Matzah with Ma'aseh Sheni. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not Yitzah Yechiv. Fredmar Akasha Mitzah Matzaschem. Where does it say in the Torah that the Matzah has to belong to you? So the Gemara, Omar Rav Vitimer Yemer Bashamaya, Asi Lechem Lechem, Ksiv Hocha Lechem Oini, Ksiv Hosom, Mohoya Bachochem Lechem Oret, Ma'al Alom Shalachem, Afkam Shalachem. As Evi Bechala, there's a din as has to belong to you. So who then by matzah is the din that has to belong to you. Oh, so the Gemara is not talking about matzah gzula. The Gemara is talking about matzah shal ma'aseh sheni. Lefi the man that omar ma'aseh sheni is mamon gevoya. So the Rosh has said that as who then matzah gzula is the same problem. Just like by ma'aseh sheni, if it doesn't belong to you, then you're not yitzah. So who then by matzah gzula doesn't belong to you, so you got the same problem. And he brings the Rambam also passing as matzah gzula is a problem. At the end of the Rosh, he brings from Yerushalmi, as Yerushalmi says that he can't be Yitzhak with Matzah Gezula. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah Baba Aviru. The Hainu that Yerushalmi doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava of which the Bavli is saying, of Lechem Lechem. So there's no problem, there's no din that has to belong to you. No, by Matzah Gezula, if I did the Aviru, first you stole it, and you only Yitzhak the Matzvah, you only Yitzhak the fact that you stole it. So maybe it's a mitzvah Baba Aviru. So here it comes out, Machlik is Bavli Yerushalmi, whether there's a din by matzah that has to belong to you or not. Oh, and the nafkamina would be between Bavli and Yerushalmi by someone who's eating by someone else. So someone invited me for the meal on first night seder. So there's no problem of mitzvah of avera, because not avera, he lets me eat. No, the problem is that doesn't belong to me. It's not enough that he lets me eat it, because it still doesn't belong to me. So the if you Yerushalmi, you'll be eating, so there's no avera. And if you the Bavli, then you'll have a problem. Oh, so it's Vasemes in Sukkah, Takared Zeus, that the Gemara in Sukkah says the same thing as Gemara in Sachim, is the Gzeir Shava that has to belong to you. So Vasemes Takared Zeus, as the Khir, the Maskaram Sagamara, comes out that has to belong to you. And Mamela, when you eat by someone else, it's not enough that he lets you eat by him. It has to be that he's got Das to give it to you, Matana Gemara. Which is, because normally if you eat by someone, then he doesn't let you do whatever you want with it. If you run down the road and say, I want to catch ish over there, he's not going to let you. He only lets you eat it. So he has to have das to give it to you, Matan or Gemara, to do whatever you want with it, and then it'll be called Shalachem. What? Oh. But then at the end of the shtickles, Vazemes, he says, L'maisa, we don't see how the Ilam or Nizab was there. But Ilam Ein is Haram was there. What's Pshat we're not Makbid? You don't find that when you eat by someone else, you have to be Makbid on being killing the matzah. So Zogus HaZemer says it could be the reason why we're not Makbid is because we're Samech on the Rosh and Kiddushin. The Rosh and Kiddushin says he's talking about being Mekadosh or Isha with a ring which doesn't belong to you. By Kiddushin, if you want to Mekadosh Isha, then Avada has to belong to the Baal to give it to the Isha. You can't give someone else's ring to the Isha. So the Rosh says that if you borrow a ring from someone else and you want to Mekadosh Isha there, then it works. Why does it work? Because when someone lends me a ring, then he's lending it to me forever, whatever I need to use for it. If I need to be Yotza Mitzvah with it, so he's giving it to me al das kin that I can have whatever I need in it to be Yotza Mitzvah. So if I need it to belong to me, to be Yotza Mitzvah, so he had das metchila that he's going to give it to me al das kin. So what am I matzav if I'm eating by someone else? So he's got das to give it to me for whatever I need it for. And if to be Yotza the Mitzvah I need to own it, then he's got das to give it to me, to give me a matana gemara. Bamas Mishabura says a similar thing. He says, V'dafka gezula, even if the Bavli is a din that has to belong to you, I feel hachi by shulah yitzah. Why? Tasha elam nasl oichlo v'leilach zira be'enim kein harish shalei mamish. Okay, he says a bit different. He says that because you're not planning on giving it back, it's shalei mamish. Al kaponim coming up from the Sfasemer is that the reason why we're not makbid on being makne the matzahs to someone who's eating by you is because we take on that his dad says he's giving him matana gemara. Oh. So the shayla is, that's very nice mitzad the das, that if you've got problems, so Hashem has had the problem that there's no das makne, so he's saying, yeah, there's das to give it to you. Oh, but we know that every time you want to be kinyan something, it's not enough to have das to be makne to someone. You have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. If I want to give someone a matana and I say I want to give it to matana, it's not enough. You have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. So Hashem is only for emphasis, where's the das? Oh, but the chayla, shayla is, where's the ma'aseh kinyan? If you have to be kinyan matzahs, where's the ma'aseh kinyan? Oh. So you could say, in Achanambi, you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. And as soon as you pick it up, you eat him at the table, you get a piece of matzah, and as soon as you pick it up, you've done hagbah, you're holding it three tefachim over the karka. So after that hagbah is enough to be yitzi yichiyu matzah. Now the shayla is, al-khir hagbah is doing jabbana, and I'm going to be kinyan d'iraisa. If you want to be yitzi mitzvah d'iraisa, al-khir you're going to have to do kinyan d'iraisa. Oh, so the ritva and sukkah, and Yanni Gemara, he comes along, he's mechalash, a new type of kinyan. Ritva's got a kasha. What's Peshat? The Gemara only speaks about Ma'aseh Sheni. The Gemara says that Ma'aseh Sheni, if you're a male, you're not Yotza. Why does the Gemara not say, as you're not Yotza with Matzah Gezula? Zogli Ritva, as it's never, the din of Matzah Gezula is never going to get, because as soon as you put it into your mouth and you chew it, then you can't believe Issa. Ritva's Mechalash, I don't know, we never see such a kin in the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have a Gazlan that, if you steal something, then you can't have a shinri. But you never see that by matoni you can't have a isa. The Tvaz Mechalosh, as there's a new man's kin, you can't have a isa. So the Tvaz Makdim, as the chi of matzah, the mitzvah of the matzah, is only the hanask in your mouth when you digest it. So it comes out, you can't it when you chew it before you digest it, and maybe you can't it before you eat to the mitzvah. So chi, that'll be a isa over here. If you want to be kin your matzahs when you're eating by someone else, then as soon as you put it in your mouth and you chew it, then you're ready to kin it. And it's a chi, the isa. Huh? Oh. Another it would be, could be out kinyan pet. As Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Lamed Alof, whether there's a kinyan of kinyan yet, then Hagbah Kulam Weder, if you pick up something three tefachim from the karka, avadi yikino. The shayla is, if you put something in your hand without picking it up three tefachim from the karka. So Tosfos holds there that he learns out the pasuk, but not some other. As there's a din, that every time if something's in your hand, there's a new kinyan called kinyan yet. What then if you put something in your mouth? So then it's kinyan, it's in your mouth, it's really a chotza. So the chiruah then over here, even without chewing it, as soon as it goes into your mouth, then it could be a kinyan straight away. Oh, here that would be two etzos to be kinyan your matzos when you're eating by someone else. Yeah, and you have to make sure not to be kinyan too much, because by etzom on Yom Tov, it's also to be kinyan. You know how to be kinyan something on Yom Tov. No, we've all turned jabanon, so b'maka mitzvah, if you need to be kinyan for a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. So if you only mechuy v'kazayis, so you can't be kinyan more than kazayis. I can, yeah, however much I want, but I can't be kinyan more than kazayis. So you're going to have to make sure to be kinyan only kazayis. Yeah. Boy, you can't spit the matzah. Why? Kinyan. You have to have that, only to be kinyan, first kazayis.
If you got a matzah, you have it for more than one.
Chay, you have to make sure to have das to be kohen only the first chedik. Chay, there's no hetter to be kohen more than the kazayis. So anything more than the first chedik, which you digest, and chay, you're not to be kohen.
Yeah. Oh, the sign is that lechira only works by if you got a visitor. So someone's eating by you, then you can do that. The sign is by eved. We pass him as an eved is mechuyav mitzvahs keisha, and the isha is mechuyav mitzvahs matzah. So the lechira, an eved kenani is going to be mechuyav mitzvahs matzah. So the shayla is, how is the eved going to be kind of the matzah? So machlik is something more in kedushin. Machlik is jamir. Behold, I think whether is a eved got a kinyon if someone gives an eved a matana al menos she'ein the rabbi rishus bui. Normally, if an eved finds something or he gets matana, it goes straight to the adin. So what happens if someone gives the eved a matana al menos she'ein the rabbi rishus bui? Says a man da'ama in Sukkah, in Kiddushin, as even if you give Eved Matana, Amanash in Rabbi Shusbay, it goes to the Adin. It's not shaykh for Eved to own something without the Adin in Kuna. So the Khir, if you have a man da'ama, how is the Eved ever going to be able to the Khir Matzah? Whatever he owns, straight away goes to the Adin. So how is he ever going to be able to the Khir Matzah? So, could be in class, when the Gemara says there's a Din Lachem by Matzah, as it has to belong to you. It has to belong to you in Gansan, you have to have a proper full kinyan in it. Or is it enough, the fact that you've got a heta achila, you've got a heta to eat it, actually that's enough. It doesn't have to be by lulav, mashal, we always take on that. If you want to be yotze mitzvah lulav, then it has to belong to you fully. The shayla is, do we say, when the Gemara says over here that it has to belong to you, does it have to fully belong to you? Actually it's enough, that if there's a heta achila, that's enough that it belongs to you. I remember this machlik in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah has machlikas of Asi and someone else. A machlikas, when it says lachem, it's talking about Orla, that the Gemara brings the matzah as well. When it says lachem, is it a din mamon or is it enough with het achila? So it could be when the Rosh is saying, when the Rambam is saying, as there's a din, that matzah zul is possible because there's a din lechem has to belong to you, they don't mean that it has to belong to you, that you have to be kind of mamash. Actually, it's enough that you've got het achila. And if you've got het achila, so then once you've got het achila, it's ready to call lachem. Lachem means that it's roi for you to eat it. Once it had achil, it's roi for you to eat it. And then all these things won't be a problem. You won't need das to be makna, you won't need a maisa kinyon. And by Eved, you won't have a problem. You had the problem by Eved, how you can be kinyon, the chir, whatever he's kinyon, come askan, Eved kon a rabbi. The territory says you don't have to be kinyon, as long as you had achil, so I'm eating by someone else. The rabbi, the other lets me eat it. So maybe that'll be enough. The problem is that the chir, the Sfasemas and Mishabura are all saying English, those way. The Sfasemas had the problem. What's Pshat? We're not makbid to be makna to him. If all you need is het achila, then the chiras v'asemus wouldn't have a problem. You have to be makna to him, and you wouldn't say you have to have das to give it to him matana gemura, because het achila is enough. Chiras v'fulim v'asemus mishabur as well. Mishabur also says he comes with the whole lamdus. What's Pshat? All he eats. So he says the whole lamdus because got a din of shaloi. The chiras v'vor as het achila is not enough. I'm embarrassed. The chiras gemara himself is v'vor as it. Because the Gemara there is going, the Gemara which says that by Matzah Shemai Sashini, not Yitzhak, the Gemara is going in Shittas Rav Asi. And Rav Asi is the one who holds in Sukkah, as Het Achil is not enough, it has to belong to fully. So the Chir Het Achil is not going enough. So Melo, back to the Kasha, how is Eved going to be Yitzhak, his Chir Matzah, Refi the Manda Omar, that whatever Eved is Kainah, the Rabbi is Kainah, even if you give it to him, I'm not in the Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. So it could be. Could be a chiddush that even though there's a din that has to belong to you, but it doesn't mean it has to belong to you 100%. If you got some sort of kinyan in it, that's enough. Then I'm not saying that a het achil is enough. I'd rather it has to belong to you. There's a din that has to be connected to you. You have to own it, but it doesn't mean that you have to own it 100%. The fact that you own it a bit, it could be enough. The I know that the Gemara says by Eved there's a chiyuv mazinus. The other is mechiyuv. The other is mechuyav to give the Eved mezainus. So it could be the fact that he's mishubut to pay for his mezainus, and now he's using the matzah for this chiyav mezainus, that's enough. I'm not saying it. The mechuyav we find is azach in the Rosh Halim. The Rosh says, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that lechem we learn out of chala. As if my chala has to be yours, what then here has to be yours? So Shaykh Zayir has a kasha. What's the Rosh bringing from Khaled that has to be yours? By Khaled itself, we see that it doesn't have to be yours. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, if someone steals chitin and he makes it into, so he makes it into Isa and he takes Khaled, he's not mavarich, he's benayit. Then the Gemara is saying that if you steal chitin and you make it into challah, avad you can take challah, and avad the challah is challah, you yotzi chiyuv challah. No, the bracha is not good bracha. But it's mashma the Gemara as avad the you yotzi challah, even though I stole the chitin and I made it into seles, and I haven't yet been kino. We're going around the Amashin is not kino. So I stole chitin and it doesn't belong to me. So the dough doesn't belong to me. I feel hachi the challah is challah. So the you see by challah itself, as the challah does not belong to you. So what's the Rosh saying? As we learn out of challah, that matzah gezula is possible. As only by challah gezula you're not yitzah. Who are they? By matzah you're not yitzah. If by challah itself, then gezula you are yitzah. That's Shagazari's cash on the Rosh. Oh. Comes along the Imri Bina. It's from Meir Ibach a few hundred years ago. Kitzah, he tainos as the Shagazari's cash on the Rosh is the Chirah cash on the Gemara of Kama itself. Because the Rosh says, like the Gemara says, Bechale, it says, Arisa Seichem. There's a special pasuk, Bechale, has to belong to you. It's both trying the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says, as Yoytza Chala, even though it's Gizola, Bechale, Bechale Alein, then there's a din Arisa Seichem. So how can you be Yoytza? The Chirah doesn't belong to you. So what's trying the Gemara Bava Kama? Oh. So he says that the Kasha is not a Kasha. Like, Sarah's Kasha is not a Kasha. Why is it not a Kasha? He brings it to us in Bava Kama, that Samach Tess, I think, that even Lamanda Oma, Yosh is not Kino. But once the Ba'alim had been Miyash on the Chifet, someone steals the Chifet, and the Ba'alim of Miyash, they gave up on the Chifet. So even if you hold that you're not Kuna by Yosh, but it's gone out of the Rosh's Ba'alim, the Ba'alim of the Nigzal, the Ba'alim of Roshonim who got stolen from, don't own it anymore. And whoever wants to come and pick it up can pick it up. But the Gazlan's got a Chus to be Ma'akub, everyone else, from picking it up, because he's got a Chiyuv HaShava. Someone steals the Chifet, he's got a Chiyuv HaShava to give back this Chifet, not any other Chifet, especially to give this Chifet. And really, even though normally after Yosh someone else can come and pick it up, or by a Gathlon, then he can be ma'akov of anyone else from picking it up. So the Rebbeinu wants to tell you that the Gemara Bava Kama by Chala is talking about Acha Yosh. So the Acha Yosh, already the Gathlon's got this chus in it that he can ma'akov of everyone else from using it. And because he's got his chus in it that he can ma'akov of everyone else from using it, so that's enough to be called Chalot to be able to take Chala. And what am I matzo? Then it'll be the same. If you've got, so he doesn't fear it. He just says that the Rosh is when the Rosh says that matzo gezula is a problem. The Rosh is talking about kodem yosh because by kodem yosh it doesn't belong to you b'chal. Or benochanam is achay yosh. If he's got some sort of kodem in it, then it'll be enough. So it could be that you find over there that the fact that I've got as chus to be ak of everyone else from taking it, even though it doesn't belong to me, that's enough to be called shalul gav b'chal and gav matzo. So Efshel Vodun of Hit, the fact that he's got the fact that the Odin's got Chiyum Mazinus and he's Bechiv to pay for the Eved Mazinus, Efshel that'll be cool enough that it belongs to him and made it be to Matzah with it. Yeah, Agam has much more Chodosh because over there then it doesn't belong to the first person. Here then it belongs to the Odin still. But it could be the fact that he's got a bit of a kinin is enough. Oh, and so Mela, the Kasha, Nachman, we had the Kasha, how can Eved be Yitzah? Matzah, the Chiyum doesn't belong to him. So we're saying that because of the Chiyum Mazenos, actually that's enough to be called Chalut. Or Akabanim, that's all of the Shita Sabavli as is a Din Chalut. Because we came out with two Tzadim, with three Tzadim. When the Machlik is Bavli Yerushalmi, the Bavli saying that has to belong to you, the Yerushalmi saying it doesn't have to belong to you. So is Pshat Lefi the Bavli has to belong to you, has to fully belong to you? Is it enough for the Heta Achila, that the fact that you're allowed to eat it is enough? Or maybe even if it has to belong to you, it's enough that belongs to you a bit. Yeah. There's one more Nakuda, the Chir will come out on Afkamino between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi by Moro. Then we have Machikis Babylon Yerushalmi if it has to belong to you. So, Shaila is, what's going to be the Din by Moro Gezula? So, the Chir to feed the Babylon that Matzah has to belong to you. So, who are the Moro Lus have to belong to you? Moro Gezula, you're not going to be Yitzah. Because all the Dinim of Moro learn out Matzah, Hekus. Oh. So it has to belong to you. Oh, but if you show me that the reason why you're not Yitzu with Matzah Gezula is not because it has to belong to you, it's just because of Mitzvah Baba Avera, but Marib is Manazel, which is Drabanon, so the Chira, there'll be no problem with Mitzvah Baba Avera, because we only say Mitzvah Baba Avera by the rest of the Kedin. Even on top Mitzvah Baba Avera is the Reza, or we only say by the rest of the Kedin, or by Marib, which is only Drabanon, then the Chira will be Yitzu with Marib Gezula.
Change the